Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has ordered his state's National Guard to start withdrawing from the city of Ferguson. It's a sign that some calm is finally descending on the city. The St. Louis suburb has been racked by protests for nearly 2 weeks since a police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. More than 160 people have been arrested in that time, and those arrest records provide some clue as to where the protesters have been coming from. Jason Rosenbaum of St. Louis Public Radio was in Ferguson today and sent this report.
There was nobody at the Quick Trip today. That's the gas station and convenience store that burned down on the first night of the violent protests. It was once a focal point for protesters. Today, it's deserted. There's more of a crowd a short walk away at the Canfield Green apartment complex. That's where 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot. Members of the NAACP are here dropping off food and water for residents.
A lot of people have had trouble getting out of here. Many of the people that live in this area don't have cars. As you can see, many of the more accessible stores, like the convenient marts, are closed because of the looting.
That's John Gaskin of the St. Louis chapter of the NAACP. He says the presence of U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has helped calm down protests. So have the rain and the heat. Last night, only 6 people were arrested in Ferguson, according to the Missouri Highway Patrol. That's way down from the previous night, when 51 people were arrested. Sergeant Al Northam of the Highway Patrol says the bad actors have largely been weeded out.
Community leaders are stepping in. We're getting all kinds of assistance from the community. They're actually doing a fantastic job.
Since the protest erupted, people in Ferguson have insisted that the troublemakers are not from this community. Captain Ron Johnson, the highway patrolman in charge of security here, said as much earlier this week.
And I am not going to let the criminals that have come out here from across this country or live in this community define this neighborhood and define what we're going to do to make it right.
In fact, of the 51 people who were arrested on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, only one person was from Ferguson. The rest were from surrounding towns and faraway cities like Des Moines, Chicago, and the Bronx. Some were arrested for property damage, disorderly conduct, and burglary. Most were taken in for simply not dispersing when police ordered them to. The violence and looting has largely been at night. During the day, the protests are completely different. Peaceful protesters have come to Ferguson from as far away as Chicago, Atlanta, and Detroit to be a part of a growing movement sparked by Brown's death. Kevin Mattson drove here from Athens, Ohio, with his family to protest aggressive policing and to support the plight of young black men.
It's my obligation as a citizen of the nation.
Lord God, we ask you to move by your...
The Mattsons were protesting earlier this week with 15 or 20 other people, some praying in front of the Ferguson police station. While Mattson and his wife Vicky are white, his son Jay is black.
Just being African American and seeing a kid that's like only 2 years older than me just get shot for what seems like no reason. And it's just sad, and it makes me worried about like how I'm going to act like when I leave the small town that I live in now, because like everyone grew up with me and they knew who I was. But when I move away, I don't know how other people are going to react to me.
The protests may have appeared to die down for now, but John Gaskin with the St. Louis County's NAACP says his group is planning a youth march on Saturday, and the decision on whether to charge police officer Darren Wilson for shooting Michael Brown could be weeks away, which could give people from across the country plenty of time to figure out the way to get to Ferguson. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.